Oh, I did not see you there. I was very engrossed in my book. Can I help you? You know something? You were supposed to be here 50 minutes ago. You're lucky that I felt like staying in here and reading a bit. It's quite cozy in here. May I ask you why you're late? You know, you're the first you the first client I've ever had that's been this late. Usually they're like an hour early. You were looking for the bus? The bus? Is that? Oh, I've never been called a bus before, but I mean, I guess you go for a ride in a bus. It's just, your friend booked this for you, right? Is that why you're a little confused? You were waiting outside looking for a bus. He didn't tell you to come into the building for your appointment. Why would you be outside? Oh, sweetheart. I see. So he told you that you were going to a succubus and you thought it was a suck you bus? What exactly would that entail? You go onto a bus and go for a ride while getting your dick sucked? You know, a lot of buses happen to be very bumpy and you don't want to hit a bump with your cock in someone's mouth. That's rather hilarious. Why don't you just have a seat? See, I am what is known as a succubus, not a succubus, but I guess now I can say all aboard the succubus. The succubus being me, of course, and the all being you. So, I can see that you're a little nervous, but that's okay. I have the ability to read minds, so if you're too nervous to tell me what you like or what you don't like, I'll be able to figure it out. I mean, I can also tell just by looking at you what you're thinking about. What, is this leather outfit a little too much for you? Do you want something a bit more delicate, like this pink lace teddy? I have pink lacy panties on underneath with the crotch taken out. And if you want, it can taste like cotton candy. Or is vanilla ice cream more your thing? Oh, honey, if you think I'm gonna tease you because you like vanilla things, of course I'm not. See, vanilla is actually extremely underappreciated. You can have so much fun with vanilla. You know, a lot of men won't have missionary sex with me, and I love missionary. Getting to have eye contact and seeing that person feel really good is so. It gives me the shivers. Plus, when they come, I just feel even more revitalized. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love a good cowgirl. Oh, you just shivered with that. Let me guess. In your life, a lot of times, people think you have to be so in control, but sometimes you just want to let go a bit. You like the woman to take the lead, I'm guessing. Why don't you close your eyes for a second and voila. Welcome to my parlor, said the spider to the fly. I thought it would be a bit cute. How do you like my bed? It's this wonderful memory foam. It's so comfortable. You sink into it a bit, but not too much. I don't really like the squeaking of mattresses. It's a bit annoying. The sound takes away from the gasps I'm gonna get from you and your moans. And those are what I really like focusing on. You don't mind that I'm a bit close to you right now, do you? Well, I can tell you don't mind. You're staring at my cleavage. Yes, they are natural. How dare you? I grew them myself. They're 40 triple D's. Oh, I don't know why I'm telling you that. Most men don't know shit about bra sizes. If you're not sure, I think you should look it up. It'll teach you a lot. Anyway, yes, good perception skills. I do have magical powers. I hope you don't mind if I change my outfit once in a while. I don't really need to snap my fingers. I can just do a little wiggle. And now I have on this gorgeous lacy turquoise bra that I can unclasp in the front just to make it easier for you. And I have a black crotchless latex thong, and I can just get right over you on the bed. Oh, honey, why wait? You looking at me was enough foreplay for you, and I'm getting to toy with you, which is my foreplay. Why do you want me to nibble a little bit on your ear or your neck? I like the way you're squirming. And now, goodness, you're naked, and I see that bead of pre-cum dripping from that tip. Well, why aren't you being a gentleman and feeding it to me? Oh, you like to make a girl wait and beg. I guess I'm not opposed to begging. I mean, usually it's my clients that are begging me, but I like the bit of the switch. Tasty. Did you have pineapple recently? That's my favorite. I don't need to know if you're very experienced or not. It doesn't matter to me. In fact, I don't like when people brag if they've been with a bunch of people, nor do I think anyone should feel bad if they haven't. And even if you haven't been with anyone, that doesn't matter to me. I'll still make you feel really, really good. It's my job. Now, why don't you lay back a little bit? I'm just gonna go down here and kiss up one of your shins. And now the other. And kiss these adorable thighs of yours. Sorry, I had to nibble it. I really love thighs. And your stomach. I hope my curly hair isn't tickling you too much. Yes, my tail is twitching a bit. I'm quite excited. I smell the lust in you, and I told you, I am a succubus. Plus, you've made me wait almost an hour for you. I canceled an appointment before you because your friend might have told me how wonderful you are and how much you deserve this, and well, I got to see you with my magical powers, and I watched you all day. See, I'm drooling a bit. I'm just gonna lick around your nipple. Slide my hand up your thigh. Cup those balls. Don't mind if I kiss the tip of your dick, do you? I just wanna taste it just a little bit. Why don't you close your eyes for a moment and just focus on the sounds of me enjoying myself? taste good. You can thrust in my mouth a bit if you want. Wrap my hair around your fingers. Grip it a bit. Yeah, that's it. Give it to me. Delicious. I don't want you to come in my mouth, though. Hi. I'm gonna have you put on a condom. Why? Because there's a magic trick I want to show you. Fine. Why don't you kiss me and I'll take this boring part out of the way. And now it's on. I'm just gonna get on top of you and just lower myself down. There we go. Why don't you unlatch my bra in the front? You can touch me however you want. You can be a bit more rougher than that. Go on, give them a good squeeze. I know you want to. I know you were thinking about it the second that you laid eyes upon me. You were thinking about squeezing my tits while being fully inside of me. All that wetness is from you. From smelling your lust. From tasting your pre-cum. I feel like going a bit slow. Also, I knew you were about to come. And I knew if I put you in my pussy without a condom right away, you'd explode instantly. Oh, I have so much experience in being a succubus and reading minds, darling. How does that feel? Do you feel the way when I slide down on your dick? That I'm pushing out a bit, making it a bit tighter and harder for you to push back in? And the way I squeeze while I raise my hips up? Your dick feels so fucking good. I love just grinding my little clit against your body. Really savoring every single inch of that beautiful cock of yours. Open your eyes. Look into mine. I want you to picture coming inside of me and filling me up with your cum. Really, really picture it. I want to feel your cum completely flood my pussy. I want you to think about breeding me, filling up my womb with your delicious seed, fucking it deep into me. If any spills out, you just fucking it back into me. Now, you're on top of me, my legs up on your shoulders. Come for me. Give me your fucking cum. I want you to make me into your little fucking slut right now and just take that fucking load. Oh, that's it, yes. I feel your orgasm building. When you come, it's gonna be me. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Yes. That's it. Be my good boy. Fuck, yes. That's it, yes. Fuck it into me. Oh, you feel that? Do you feel that? And that is my magic trick. The condom is gone, and your cum is flooding my fucking womb just the way we both wanted. Fuck it into me. Oh, you can't stop until I make you stop. That's it. Keep fucking it into my pussy. Oh, I love the feeling and the sound of that. You're making me tremble. Oh, that's so good. Fuck. That was delicious. Oh, don't worry. I can't get pregnant. I wouldn't want to anyway. I have enough at home. I have a bunch of minions that I have to teach. I think you would be wonderful to use in my teaching lessons. You wouldn't mind a bunch of my succubi minions watching you, observing, watching you come over and over and over again at my touch, would you? I'd be making you come more than I came. Oh, that's rare. I saw a flash in your mind that you would want me to come just as much. Do you want to play with me too? Maybe you could eat me out in front of them, finger my pussy, bend me over my desk, and make them watch the pleasure on my face while you fill me up over and over again. You know, with my magic, I can make your refractory period not a thing. I can make you come 7 times a day if you wanted. We'd have to work on that cum load though, because as a succubus, I need cum, not just the orgasm. Okay, well, the orgasm is very important, the essence of it, but cum just makes me feel alive. You've made me work up an appetite just from fucking you. Interesting. What do you say I close up and you come over and meet my minions? And we get talking about our little teaching project. Sound good? Alright, Gothic's here. If you listen to the end, I want you to comment using a nickname of mine, something you enjoyed from the audio, and should there be a continuation? If you made it to the end, if you listened this far, I adore you, I appreciate you, and you are such a good boy or girl, because I know some of my ladies are fucking wonderful and they listen to so many things I do. That kiss is just for you. See you soon.